somebody lent me a book. The name of the book was Don't Think of an Elephant by George Lakoff. And I guess the significance there would be that when you tell somebody to don't think of an elephant, of course, the first thing they think of is an elephant. Let me preface this by saying that I've been around long enough to know that any politician that gets into office probably makes more promises than they are capable of keeping. I'll give them that. And so consequently, they have stretched themselves too thin, and some would, I guess, call them liars, but either party, doesn't matter. But this book particularly dealt with the Republican Party and certain techniques that they would utilize to spin negative things that happened to them to their positive advantage in the media. Very insidious, but very creative and very interesting. I thought, man, I could utilize these techniques. You know, if I had a political pundit that got under my skin, Ann Coulter comes to mind. So I wrote a little song about Ann. Plant a seed in you guys. And next time you saw her, you think of this. Involved in a cultural war. The country's torn apart like never before. And try as I might, I see no end in sight. I search my soul, I roll my heart. And when I'm enlightened, I know the place to start. Compassion, forgiveness, and communication. That was gonna take a bigger person than me. And I am the first to admit it, you see. So you ask me what I think. I think Ann Coulter's got a cunt that stinks. Let's engage her in debate. Let's make her deny it. Let's chat and meet the press. Announce it on Fox. Ann Coulter's got one stinky box. It wouldn't take much to get the country to buy it. I used to be disgusted. Now I'm pissed. And I am ashamed that it's come to this. Rush to relax the song, pig dick swine. Penis for Rush will do the trick, and everybody knows Rumsfeld forces sex with tots. God bless the First Amendment, I'll be sued for libel. George W. Bush masturbates to the Bible, and Condoleezza likes eating pussy a lot. There are some douches that'll never fail ya, lest they come up against Ann's genitalia. You take the low road, I'll take the lower road. I'll end the fight. Every time you've been looking at Ann, you're thinking, ooh, something don't smell right. Right, 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 right. Thank you very much. You know, my parents are dead, and we got along great at the end, but they weren't that supportive of the music thing. But I know they're somewhere in heaven going, oh, we're so proud when he does that stinky cunt song. Just looking over the clouds, you know, St. Peter, come here. That it's the one you like, the stinky cunt one. I ran it by, because I got new management, right? So the new management, they say to me, you know, it would be great if we got a petition going. Right? People that think Ann Coulter's cunt stinks. We get 10,000 names, and we have you give her the petition, right? And I'm like, all right, you know. So I run it by my wife, man. My wife and I, she's my best friend, you know. We've been together for 20 years. I say, all right, well, she's a hardcore feminist, you know. I just want to run this by her, see what she thinks, you know. So I say to my wife, what do you think? She goes, well, it's not offensive. She goes, I wish there was more balance, more equality. Could we say something about Bill O'Reilly's balls stink, right? And I'm like, maybe, sure. Fuck it, right? So I go back to this is all true. So I go back to my manager. I go, hey, you know, I've been talking to my wife and shit. And she's wondering if we could maybe get a Bill O'Reilly ball stink petition going. He goes, we'll have a meeting. So I talked to him the next day, and I go, how'd it go? He goes, well, it got voted down in the meeting. All I can think of is the young girl from Indiana, right? She gets a job in the music business and moves to New York, right? She writes home to her mom, "Dear mom, so exciting being in New York City. I'm in the music business. Today we had a meeting about Bill O'Reilly's stinky balls. Love, Amanda."